Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg up on the roof. Well, you know what that means. That means my friend is here from Quality Roofing Solutions. Good morning to you, Ben. How's it going?
Good. How are you today, Meg?
I'm pretty good. We were talking about it being Friday Eve. What'd you call it?
Friday Junior.
That's Friday Junior.
That's what one of my teammates calls it, and I can't help but love that.
I love that. That's why I've been calling it Friday Eve, but we're almost there. And we were just talking before we came on the air all about the weather we've been having. It's been so strange, but I'm curious how that's affecting all of you and what you do at Quality Roofing Solutions.
Well, it's definitely been an interesting August. You know, again, we were talking just before coming on, and we're so used to those afternoon rainstorms, right?
Yeah.
That 2 or 3 o'clock,
kinda nice,
the humidity
rain.
Breaks,
yeah.
You know, and okay, it's cool for 20 minutes and then it's muggy again. But man, these almost like squalls that have been coming in the afternoon have really been doing a number. We've had quite a few repair calls. I've seen quite an increase in repair calls in August, especially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people aren't doing as much replacement, but again, you know, limbs falling, shingles lifting, that dreaded wet spot in the corner of your living room getting larger. But, you know, all those kinds of things are what our team is here to help with. For those who don't know, Quality Roofing is a locally owned and operated roofing contractor. We serve residential and commercial customers. We specialize, of course, in roof replacements, but any kind of roof system, flat roof system, metal, tile, and of course, repairs.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been thankful to be a part of the local community for the last 20 years. We're actually celebrating 20 years this year.
Which is fantastic.
I love to be able to share that, because I feel like that's an incredible milestone for, again, a locally owned and operated company. And
and you have a showroom, is that correct?
Yes. That's right.
You have a showroom
we do.
Too.
We have a showroom just in right off of 110 West Herman Avenue, right off the Fairfield exit there. And it's a great place for our customers to come in. We've got some incredible CSRs, customer service representatives, who are there to help greet customers, walk them through the roofing process, of course, but also we've got shingle samples and metal samples. So if you wanted to kind of get your hands on what products might be going on in your home, you can certainly do that. But of course, we specialize in coming out to the property, Meg, and I think it's weird to say. I think that's one thing that maybe makes us unique, is we will come to your property. We're not going to just send you a digital estimate. We want to come out there, walk the roof, do an inspection, look inside the attic. This is going to give us an opportunity to give you the best insight on what's going on with your roof versus me looking at a Google map and guessing.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference.
Absolutely.
I would think. So if you have a question about roofing, but I would say right now, what are some of the reasons people are calling? We are in September now. This, for our area, is the height of the season, hurricane season. And so this is typically when we do get some. We just had a tropical storm that came in west of us. So far, so good. Fingers crossed.
But we
have, like you said, been having these strange squall type thunderstorms with lots of wind, tree limbs dropping. What are you getting calls about now?
Well, it's really interesting to see the increase in repair calls.
Right.
And not only, traditionally we get a lot of repair calls of folks who maybe have that older roof system and they're trying to just get a little bit more life out of it before a replacement.
Mm-hmm.
More recently, here in August, it's been, my roof is only a couple years old. I've experienced damage. Because of a tree limb you know, an effect of these winds and almost tropical depressions coming through in the afternoon. So our repair team has been rocking and rolling. I was actually talking with Jordan, our repair team manager, and he said they went from about 10, 12 calls or jobs a week to now they're pushing 20, 25.
Wow, that is a big increase.
Yeah, they are rocking and rolling. Another thing that people may not be aware of is this is actually the time we shine. Maybe a little bit of a pun intended there, but when it's raining, that's actually when our team can really do the best work. Now, in terms of a full roof replacement, we're going to pause on doing that. But for repairs, that can actually be the best time when it is raining to find where that issue is coming from.
Right.
Versus when it's dried out the next day.
Well, and that's so true. And we've talked about this before, but if I called you today with water coming through my ceiling, which is not a good sign.
That's not the call.
So what's actually happening and what should I do first?
Well, you know, we've talked about it before, but if you've got that damp spot in on the ceiling inside, that drip, that in water intrusion has been going on for a while.
Mm-hmm. So you might even see the yellowing a little bit or that brown spot.
You got it. And so that means that that water has come through not only the shingle, the underlayment, the plywood that that shingle is attached to, but also through your attic's insulation and drywall. So our team, again, is here to help. We offer free estimates and free inspections. So we will come out and give you an understanding of what is required, especially for a repair, give you an understanding of what you're looking at for a cost to fix that before the commitment. So I don't want people to feel like there's an obligation just to get somebody out to take a look at it. We're here to give you the best guidance. And it's interesting, Meg, we've had a few instances here recently, not so much on roof failures or because of storms, but actually solar panels.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and I think, again, a lot of people may not know that, you know, when you're attaching that solar panel to the roof, there's usually only a couple ways to do it, and the primary one is they're using bolts, and they're screwing into the shingle and the, you know, the trusses or the decking underneath, and that's just creating entry points for water. So we've had a few customers who their roofs are only 6-8 years old, but they're looking at replacements because the cost of doing the repair with the shingle or with removing the solar panels, having to have them reinstalled, they're almost looking at more for a repair because of that solar panel than a full replacement.
Oh my goodness.
So just a bit of word to the wise. If you've got a newer roof system or, you know, thinking about solar, that's a consideration of how they're going to attach it to your home.
Wow, that's very interesting. Talking with Ben Murphy, who is with Quality Roofing Solutions, 850-437-1620. We do have a question from one of our listeners wanted to know, does Quality Roofing have a maintenance program where every so many years they can come out and inspect, so maintain shingle roofs on Pensacola Beach?
We don't have a official maintenance program yet. That's something we have talked about doing. Really, we want to make sure that we've got the right team and are in a place where we can launch that with the ability to do it consistently, but we've had more and more requests of exactly things like that, especially here in the Gulf Coast. We have so many homeowners where maybe it's a second home and they're away during that winter season. So that is something that we are definitely interested in pursuing and would love to talk to you more about, but we can certainly coordinate something to minimally take a look at that roof. And we absolutely encourage our customers and property owners, have somebody come out once a year to take a look at your roof. You know, especially if it can be before the hurricane season, that's always ideal. If you're able to, you know, walk your roof and just make sure that there's no debris or pileups. But understanding that not everybody wants to hop up on their roof, or maybe they don't have the opportunity, it's too steep.
Right.
You know, get a professional out there. Again, our team is happy to help. Just give you that peace of mind that you're going to have a solid roof system going into a hurricane season.
No, that's great advice. If you have a question for Ben, all you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. So we were talking a bit about some of these scary storms that we've had coming through. The thing that I've noticed the most, and I thought about you, I thought, gosh, I wonder how many houses are being struck, but are you seeing an increase in lightning strikes or the damage that's done? I mean, how often are roofs, I mean, I guess my question is, I know they hit trees, but do they actually hit roofs a lot, or do you see... I know we had one home, I think, in this area that actually caught fire.
Yeah, I believe so. We thankfully don't have too much. That's more on the electrical side.
Right.
Now, granted, you know, a strike can certainly hit. And I think we had one in August or July. But it actually, you could see where the lightning hit on the roof.
Wow.
But often that'll do a lot of chaos to an electrical system. Usually we see it more when a house is surrounded by a lot of tall trees.
Oh,
because,
of course.
You know, that's what that lightning is. Or if it's kind of out maybe in some farmland, it's kind of isolated by itself, the house is, that is.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's more so the winds that have been really, really causing some havoc.
Interesting.
I've even seen around my neighborhood some decent-sized tree limbs coming down because of, you know, those limbs. And it being a drier summer this summer, like we was,
right.
You know, I had a lot of rotting and dry brush, so it's cracking and, you know, can cause some damage. And I know we've had a few customers, again, who we had just recently replaced their roofs, but unfortunately because of storm damage.
Right.
We had to do some repairs.
Well, and we've talked about this before, but I guess that would affect gutters as well. Is that something that it's like a whole nother issue for you?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. And for those who don't know, we've got a dedicated gutter team. So, of course, working with customers who are doing a roof replacement and maybe need new gutters. But if you've already got a newer roof, or, you know, maybe you've got a new home that doesn't have gutters installed, we also help customers in that way as well. With that being said, of course, the gutter systems are working overtime right now. So, you know, again, when doing that roof inspection, kind of making sure your gutters are clear and there's not any debris or pine straw, that can also be a good time if you're seeing, we've talked about it before, Meg, if you're seeing sand, I'm using my air quotes, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
If you see some sand inside of your gutters, that's not sand. That's the granules wearing away from your shingles.
That's so not good, right?
That's like seeing pieces of tread of your tire in your driveway.
No.
So
not
yeah,
good.
You definitely don't want that, and that can mean that your roof is getting towards the end of its life, and that fiberglass mat's going to start showing underneath. So it's really interesting how a quick visual inspection can really give you some insights of not only roof system, but maybe some potential gutter issues.
Right.
You know, another thing that people may not be aware of is, you know, if you don't have gutters, your gutters are backing up and that water is just kind of dumping down at the foundation, that can ultimately create foundation issues, you know, because you want to push that water away from the house. So again, if you need a gutter installation or have a damaged gutter system, our team does full installations and repairs on gutters too.
And do they clean, just do gutter cleaning as
they
well?
Do. Yeah. Especially again with those, like Pensacola Beach properties where, you know, 2-3 stories, like,
right.
That's a little bit of a to do to get up there. So,
yes, exactly.
Our team can get up there and help you out.
Excellent. Well, one of the things we've talked about too, as we're talking about roofing and replacing roofs, there've been some changes in the insurance industry now. They seem to be pushing hard on roof replacements. We've talked about it before, but what are some of your thoughts on that?
It's unfortunate that homeowners are kind of in between a rock and a hard place.
Especially pressure during hurricane season.
Holy smokes.
Right?
You know, and exactly that, Meg. We've seen a really large increase of insurance companies sending that dreaded letter that says, hey, you need to replace your roof. Usually it's within like 30 or 60 days. So it's not like they're giving you a lot of time, or else we're going to drop your policy or, you know, double or triple the premium.
I would just have a heart attack if I got that letter. That's just terrible.
And
that's not enough. That's not very much time.
Absolutely. And then here in Florida, you know, we've had such an exodus of insurance companies. So it's not like you really can go and shop a lot of options. So if you've gotten that insurance letter, one, if you think you've still got some life in your roof, we can do an insurance inspection in which we come out and we'll tell you documentation and give you a report that you can provide to your insurance company. Granted that it has life left in it, that report can,
will that help?
I mean, absolutely.
Will that help? So it could prevent you from having to replace it possibly?
Yeah. As a roofing contractor, the insurance company looks at that and says, okay, this isn't just Joe homeowner guessing. This is some assigned professional signing off on this. And often that can get a homeowner, you know, 3 or 5 more years, which
that's huge.
Give you a little bit of breathing room to, you know, get at that replacement. The other thing is, when you're looking at your, insurance, a replacement can really, really bring down your premium. A large, variable of an insurance company's factoring of risk is the age of the roof. I saw about a 50% decrease in my insurance premium when I replaced
my
roof.
That much?
Yeah. I went from almost, I was about $4,800 to, I think it was $2,800.
Wow. That is substantial.
So, I mean, and that really helped pay for the roof, if you will.
No doubt.
I mean, that kind of monthly savings. So, sometimes it can be a bit of investment, but there's ways that you can look at offsetting that cost. So you're actually really not out much. You're just saving it in other places, right?
Yeah. Can you, you've mentioned before, there is some financial help out there. Can you talk about some of those options?
Absolutely. So of course our team, we've got some great financing options available, all the way from 2 years to 20. And we also have some same as cash opportunities available, but the program that the state is running is the MySafe Florida program. I believe that they're still going on and that's still active. And what that does is allows an individual property owner has to be in your main property here in Florida. But the state will come and do an inspection. And if they find that you need, you know, new windows or new roof, new garage door, when you go and do that work, the state will reimburse you up to $10,000 for, let me see, give you back $2 for every dollar that you spend up to $10,000.
Wow.
So, for example, if you have a $15,000 roof, you would spend $5,000, the state would reimburse you and give you the other $10,000.
That's great.
I mean, when they can cover
very helpful.
Yeah, I took advantage of that when I did my roof. So mm-hmm. not only did I have that insurance savings monthly, but then with MySafe Florida, they took care of essentially 2/3 of that replacement. So,
well, that's so important to know, because when you're sitting here and you've got that leak in the kitchen above your head and you're saying, I just can't afford to get this fixed right now, so I'm just going to have to hold off on it. I mean, I know a lot of us think that way, but what would you say to someone? At least get it looked at?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One, have somebody come out, or again, our team will take a look at it and give you an estimate so you can at least know what you're working with. Get that stress off of just that burden of, I don't even want to know. At least mm-hmm. get a plan of action. And often it's much more affordable than one might think. I think we all do a really good job of making things a lot more scary in our head.
Yes.
But our team's been, again, doing this for 20 years, mm-hmm. 20 years plus in terms of experience, of course. So we're going to go about this not only in the most professional and the quality way, but we're going to do this in the most effective way. We're not going to sell you a whole bunch of things you don't need, especially, again, if you're looking to get a replacement or get a repair. Maybe you're trying to sell your home or get it ready. Our team is understanding these different situations, so we're here to help you. But, again, yeah, be proactive.
Right.
One thing that I hear often, especially in our industry, is, well, I'm just going to wait for insurance to, you know, storm and insurance will pay for a new roof.
Probably not a good philosophy.
Yeah. Again, if you can be proactive, take control, grab the bull by the horns yourself. When insurance is involved, you're on their timeline. You're really stuck with whichever contractors have availability. And usually those are not the contractors that you want to work with.
Okay.
So there's some things that, you know, again, our team is able to help guide you through, and experience would be beneficial in that case.
Okay, if you just joined us, talking with Ben Murphy with Quality Roofing Solutions, 850-437-1620. Got a question came in, Ben. Hey, good morning. I have solar panels on my roof. They're not electric there, they're not electric, though this is for the pool to heat the pool in the winter. Interesting. It's the black vinyl or neoprene, whatever it is, 4x8 sheets. Do y'all take those off? Or do you have a company that you would work with that could take them off? So one day, and then the roofers could come out the next day to do the roofing job.
So we all,
does that make sense to you? I'm sorry if I misread that.
No, I mean that was about you. You get nailed it, Meg. No worries. That was all perfect. Roofing.
As long as you understood the question.
So depending on how those are connected, most often they are tied into some sort of an electrical system, mm-hmm. even though they may not be tied into their main electrical panel. They're still powering. So in that instance, we will coordinate with an electrician. We've got a couple of really top-notch service partners here, that local companies that we trust and work with, and do exactly that, where we can coordinate the other trades to remove those panels and have them come out. Some of those considerations is that timing, more so on the reinstall.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that we've seen that customers are waiting a little bit longer than they may like for the solar company or the electrical company to come back out. If it was maybe that original company.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done it before. We've coordinated that and can do it again.
Okay. So they probably should give you a call and
absolutely.
Then discuss what possible plan forward.
Give our team a call, 850-788-7691, or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. We've got a lot of great resources there, or you can great, quick, easy contact form. But again, get in touch with one of our team members. We'd love to be able to help you out.
I think we've got time for another question that's come in, is that what can homeowners do about the hot air in their attics right now?
I mean,
because we're hitting these 110 degree heat indexes, and
yes.
Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I was actually just talking with my production manager earlier this week, and we were, of course, naturally, as we do, talking about attic ventilation. And he said that there has been such an increase in demand for the solar-powered attic fans, the attic breeze fans, where they can pull that hot air out of the attic.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as, you know, if you roll down your window in your car, well, that air is just kind of passively getting out of your car. But if you roll down the windows and then you've turned on the fan, mm-hmm. inside your car, now you're actively moving that air out.
And that makes sense.
That's what that attic breeze solar fan does, is it helps pull out that hot air. And the cool thing is, again, is it's solar powered. You don't have to have existing solar power, but more so it is powered on its own. So it doesn't draw into your existing electrical system, doesn't mm-hmm. cost you more. And if anything, it takes some of that burden off of your air conditioner, helps balance out that attic so it's not as sweltering, especially during these summer months. Maybe if you've got not the best insulation in your home, and you're losing a lot of cool air up through the drywall and
right.
the ceiling.
Right.
That, again, that attic breeze is going to help pull out a lot of that heat from the attic, so you're going to get a little bit more balanced.
Oh, that's great. Great advice. And so if someone was interested in having that looked at, you could come out and take a look at that as well?
Absolutely. And those are, I didn't know this until I started learning more about them with Quality, but those can be installed on existing roof systems. You don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't have to. Okay. It's not just when you do a full replacement or anything.
Well, that's good to know. Okay, because yeah. I was thinking, well, now I'm going to have to do the whole thing. No.
Well, and we see a lot of calls, Meg, on in new construction communities, new builds, because they often will just have like one single ridge vent mm-hmm. where they're not getting a lot of active ventilation. So they've got pretty large, steep roofs with only one small ridge vent in the top where that attic breeze can really do a lot of work.
And interesting. Help. Okay. And something I should mention, too, is that you do residential, but you also do commercial roofing.
Yes, absolutely. We touched on that at the beginning of the show, but we specialize, of course, in residential roof replacements, but we also have a top-notch commercial team. Max, who has been on the show here with us before, he's an absolute rock star estimator, works with our commercial clients. And then we've got a commercial division that, flat roof systems, just all these different types of commercial roofs they are ready to handle. So whether you've got a home, a property, a mobile home, maybe something in between, our team is here to help you out in any way we can. Give us a call at 850-788-7691 or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com.
What are you going to say?
We're going to have a quality day.
I was waiting for it.
That's it.
You have a quality day too, man.
Take care, man.
Quality Roofing Solutions on Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the news.